has fallen is fallen that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. A kingdom in Bible prophecy is a great city. Revelation 21:10. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, the kingdom of God. A kingdom in Bible prophecy is a great city. The essence of the story of Babylon, that is there at the very first time it comes into the Word of God in Genesis 10 and 11, is the combination of church and state as symbolized in the tower and the city. And this is what Oreb and Zeb are representing. Now, why do I add Oreb into that? There's only two places where, other than Judges, where the destruction of Oreb and Zeb are mentioned. We looked at the first one in Psalm 83. And brothers and sisters, it's not a coincidence that there was 10 nations there in Psalm 83. It wasn't 12, it wasn't 8, it was 10. And it's symbolizing Zeb, the wolf, the confederacy. Well, Oreb means raven. He died at the rock. A raven is an unclean bird. Revelation 18:2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the great is fallen, and has become the habitation of devils, and the hold of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Oreb means a raven, a hateful bird. He's symbolizing the destruction of the papacy, of the head of modern Babylon at the end of the world. Now, if you heard the last series that we've sent out on tape, it was called The Overflowing Scourge. In that series, we made a point to refer to a couple passages in the Spirit of Prophecy where Sister White identifies that the unrighteous decree of Isaiah 10:1 is the Sunday law. And we're going to look at Isaiah 10 here and onward. And what we want to see in this is that this vision of Isaiah's here begins at the Sunday law, and the focus of this particular scenario connected with the Sunday law in Isaiah 10 and onward is one called the Assyrian, the haughty Assyrian, the proud Assyrian. And when you line up all the clues that are in this passage, you realize that this is the papacy that's under discussion. So let's start in Isaiah 10:1, knowing that we've already, in a previous series, and you can look it up for yourself if you're not familiar with it, that Sister White uses this first verse to identify the Sunday law. Woe unto them that decree unrighteous decrees, and that write grievousnesses,